Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking and praying about living with courageous faith. And each day we'll look at a little different aspect of how we can do that. And today we're going to talk about a faith that is growing. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, it says, "The apostles said to the Lord, 'Increase our faith.'" I always find comfort in reading that verse. These are guys that have been spending their life with Jesus. And day in and day out, listening, watching, experiencing the teachings and miracles and everything that Jesus was doing. And yet they come to Jesus and say, "Increase our faith." They realized it wasn't what it could be. There was room for growth. There was room for improvement. And I think as we look at life and we consider this idea of faith, we ought to realize that we need a growing faith. And the courageous faith is one that grows. It's one that seeks to constantly be maturing and being made more complete. I think that's true whether it's the ultimate faith, our faith in God, or just the day-to-day faith that we live with and the people around us. I would guess that the person that you trust the most, the person in life that you have the most faith in, that level of faith, that amount of trust has grown over the years. We generally begin trusting at a level that holds back a little bit, is cautious, is often a little uncertain. But as we learn and experience the trustworthiness of a person, we tend to put a little more faith in them over time, and eventually that grows into a, many times at least, into a pretty strong faith. And in a lot of ways, that's how our faith in God grows. We begin to trust Him, not just with the emergency things in our life, but we begin to trust Him with the little things. We find Him to be faithful in our day-to-day life. We find Him to be faithful in His Word. And that trust begins to mature. That trust begins to grow. But I think for most of us, there are always times where we have doubts. God's timing is often not the same as ours. His solutions are often not the same as the ones that we really want. His ways, the Bible says, are much higher and purer and more noble than our ways, as are His thoughts. And it would only come to reason that things aren't always going to happen the way that the way that we would have liked to have ordered them to happen. And it's in those times where we live in uncertainty that our faith actually has the ability to grow, to discover that I don't have to have all the answers. I've probably told this story before, but prayer journey that did in Ireland quite a number of years ago, one of the group members would consistently say throughout the time we spent there, and when we would run across an obstacle or a time of uncertainty, the statement would be, if I was in charge, that would bother me, but I'm not. And so I won't let it. And in other words, it's a way of saying, it's not what I wanted, it's not what I thought would be best, but I'm trusting the leader, I'm trusting the one in charge. It's not really my responsibility. And that attitude goes a long ways to growing in faith. Now, it doesn't absolve us from being faithful on our end. It doesn't absolve us from obedience. It doesn't absolve us from living with wisdom. It's not a matter of skipping through life, doing whatever I want, and just, well, God's going to have to work it out because... But it's realizing life itself kind of skips around and seems to do whatever it wants. And trusting God in those days and months and years of uncertainty. Growing faith that says, I'm lost, but the guy in charge knows where I'm at. And he knows how to get me where we need to go. And so we sit back and we, as much as possible, depending on the circumstances, enjoy the ride. And we do our part. And our part is filled with faith. We talked yesterday a little bit about kind of the overriding verse for the week says that it is without faith, it is impossible to please God. And as we grow in relationship, our desire to please God ought to grow, and therefore our faith ought to grow, as it is necessary to please God. We believe that God is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. And so in faith, we earnestly seek God. In faith, we obey. In faith, we submit. In faith, we not only read His Word, we follow what it says. As we journey towards a land, a destination, a home not yet seen, but a home we're headed to by faith. There have been various times that I've rented a home for a family vacation. And a vacation rental. And when I first did that, there was some element of apprehension in my mind. Stories definitely circulate about disasters, homes that aren't represented well, and you get there and it isn't at all what you expect or hope for, or it isn't there at all, or somebody else is living there and I would set out with my family on these journeys with faith in a home I hadn't seen, a destination I had never been to, trusting that I had been told accurately. And fortunately for me and my research and God's providence, I suppose, that so far, those cases have actually each home that we've gone to has been, in a lot of ways, nicer than I anticipated. It wasn't oversold. It wasn't made out to be nicer than what it was. In fact, sometimes it was almost downplayed so as not to create a false expectation. And I think about that when I think about this journey towards eternity with God. A place that not been to heaven, to His dwelling, to the place that Jesus has gone to prepare for us. And there's this growing faith that says, I trust that it'll be better than I can even imagine. As we live life in faith, it's a belief in an unseen God that does very visible things in our life. This growing faith is a faith that says, my trust in God increases because of His faithfulness. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider how you would evaluate your level of faith. And pray that prayer that the apostles prayed. Not all that difficult to pray. A little more difficult to put into practice and to live. Because when you ask God to increase your faith, He's going to put you, I believe, into situations that, well, require more faith. Kind of like asking for patience. You'll end up with situations that test your patience, that require it to grow. And an increase of faith, a growing faith, says that my trust in God has to increase. My belief in what I have not yet seen has to grow. And my confidence in God's promises grows as well. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has given us what we need to know who You are. Your love has sent Jesus to pay the penalty for my sin so that I can be with You forever. Your love has given us Your Spirit to dwell, to help guide and direct and correct and lead us along the paths of righteousness. So God, today we pray that You would increase our faith. That we would notice and pay attention to those times where we have to trust. Where our mind or our spirit may be filled with uncertainty. Where what You're doing doesn't necessarily make sense to us in the moment. And may our faith grow as we realize that even when we don't understand, You do. And God, when we put our faith in You and we cry out to You that our faith would grow, may we pay attention to the little things of life that You have been faithful in to help us to grow in faith and in the larger things. Father, as our faith grows, may we be more confident in sharing with others about Jesus and in helping them to have a growing faith. And telling our story and giving You the credit for the way that You've worked and the way that You continue to work. Help us to be honest with you, to be honest with one another about our doubts, about our trust, about our confidence, about our struggles. And in all of it, may our faith grow. And not simply increase in size, but increase in maturity. And Father, as our relationship with you grows through our faith in Jesus Christ, may we be mindful about how our life represents Him. May we help others to know the confidence that a growing faith can bring. And may that confidence help us to lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.